Michael comes to me a week later in all his blazing, profane, dong-hanging glory to tell me in ecclesiastic proclamations what a very bad girl I've been and how pleased the gods are with my progress. And then he gives me a cryptic little homework assignment related to the future precious she. So I'm up at the crack of dawn, dressing in a nice, soft butch outfit that isn't too sexy. I don't want to attract the wrong kind of attention. And reloading my adventure bag. I hit the nearby Target as soon as it opens to get an inexpensive but nice-looking gold cross necklace, pull a few $100 out from a nearby ATM. Then I'm on the road, heading southwest. The fly-speck town Michael showed me is 40 miles past the state line and 20 miles off the interstate. On one side of the road is a truck stop, a log cabin roadhouse called the Patriot Tavern, and a rundown motel called Sweet Z's Lodge that looks like it was once a night's inn. The tall aluminum pole in front of the tavern is flying an American flag, a Blue Lives Matter flag, and a bright yellow Gadsden flag. Across the street is a small cemetery, a dingy white clapboard Baptist church, and an abandoned Dairy Queen with boarded-up windows. The pothole-pocked parking lot of the motel is practically empty. It strikes me as the kind of place that's happy to take cash instead of a credit card and doesn't scrutinize fake IDs too closely. Its looks are not deceiving. I even get the front desk attendant, Clyde, who's apparently the grandson of Z herself, to give me a discount at one of their suites after I toss my hair a little and offered to keep him company after his shift is over that evening. If he tries to tick me up on that, I know I'll be getting all my money back. It's just before 2 p.m. when I put on my shiny new cross, stroll out into the chilly October air, and head across the cracked parking lot to the tavern. There's a laminated sign posted on the front door that reads, "Masks forbidden. No unconstitutional face diapers allowed in here. Stop buying the government's bullshit and breathe free like God intended." Well, when in Rome, right? I pull my mask off, tuck it in my pocket, and push inside. The air smells like spilled beer, old peanuts, and stale cigarettes. It's so odd being in a place where smoking is allowed that I feel like I've gone back in time. Despite the overcast of the day, it takes my eyes a moment to adjust to the dimness inside. The tavern's decor is a mix of neon beer signs, Second Amendment fan art, and Cracker Barrel wall kitsch. A couple of old white men wearing ill-fitting black leather biker vests over grubby tees and saggy jeans are sitting at the bar laughing at something with a bartender, a skinny young guy in a black tank top who's missing the ring and pinky fingers of his burn-scarred right hand. More white scars splash up his arm and onto his face. Nurse Tesfaye's experience tells me that this was more likely an accident making homemade napalm than it was a war injury. They're all scrubs, and not who I'm here for.